Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, this is Colin Watson coming to you live once again from Hermosa Beach, California. I know I keep saying that one of these days it's going to change, but actually like next month my whole goal is to bring the show live from Cancun, because we're going to go to Cancun and going to do an episode on how to be on vacation and still stay either in maintenance or actually not gain weight while we're on vacation, which I think is going to be a pretty powerful episode. So today we're in Hermosa, beautiful day today, about 72 and sunny. And coming to you today, we're going to be talking about the HCG diet and exercise. It seems to be a lot of either confusion or just people just, you know, are tripping out about this no exercise issue in the diet. And mainly, it seems to be the ones that it's affecting adversely as far as even thinking about doing the protocol are the people that are already athletic but still need to lose some fat. And so I've had a lot of emails from people that said, you know, look, I work out all the time, and this diet says I can't work out. I just can't seem to – I don't want to lose all the effort I've gained in the gym for all these months by doing this protocol. So I wanted to clear up some of the confusion about the exercise issue, explain why Dr. Simeons talks about the exercise or the recommends not exercising or minimizing exercise, or does he? I think people, you know, are interpreting the protocol differently, or they're listening to information from the, you know, the HCG diet forums, and it's just kind of virally spreading this message about you can't exercise on the protocol. So I'm going to read to you actually what exactly the protocol says, so you know that I'm not making it up. And then I'm going to give you my personal opinion, then I'm going to give you some tips on if you do choose to work out, how to do it to effectively to maximize your weight loss, not fatigue yourself and your body, and actually increase your numbers and transform your body. Because that's the goal. My goal is not really just to just help people lose weight. I want to help people transform, because I believe that there's so much power in that transformation, and it'll basically drift over into the rest of part of your life. So my goal is for you to have a full, complete body transformation in the 26 or 43 days. And if you have to do it longer than that, then that's fine. So before we go into that, the song that was playing was Kevin Michaels' Too Blessed to Be Stressed. That's kind of my motto for the month. It usually is my motto for life, but today it's my motto for this month. We got a stressful month. We got a book launch coming out. I don't know if you guys have heard, seen my blogs and my emails, but my wife and I and my family created the HCG diet guide to basically the tips and the tricks and some of the things I'm sharing with you now, and recipes and things just to make this protocol easier. And it's called basically How to Feel Good Naked in 26 Days. And the reason why that title came up, because that was really my goal. I could play it off, looking decent in clothes. But my self-image is when it hit me when I got out of the shower and I'm in the front of the shower shaving or, you know, putting on lotion. That's when it impacted me that I didn't like what I saw. And I think that if everyone feels good naked, they're going to feel good in anything they wear. And you can feel good naked at any age. I mean, I'm in my late 40s. I'm knocking on 50s door, and I feel fantastic naked. So I think that that's really the goal. So that's the title of the book that's coming out next month. And so we got a lot of stress trying to get it together, make sure it's good, make sure it's right. But I'm too blessed to be stressed. So with that said, we're going to talk about exercise and what Dr. Simeon says. So basically says Dr. Simeon says don't exercise. And that's like a lot of what I hear in my emails and blog responses. And I want to clarify exactly what Dr. Simeon says. So I highlighted a section in it, and it says other reasons for gains. And he says basically the weight can temporarily increase, paradoxically, though it sounds, after exceptional physical exertion, a long duration of leading to feelings of exhaustion. A game of tennis, a vigorous swim, a run, a ride on horseback, or a round of golf does not cause this effect. But a long day of trek, a long trek, or a day of skiing or rowing or cycling or dancing into wee hours of the night may cause results. We'll show some weight gain on the scale. It says temporary weight gain. So I want to explain to you some of the three major reasons why Dr. Simeon's, you know, recommends basically watching your exercise regimen or how you exercise. And basically, he says running, walking, jogging, playing golf. These are all the things, the good cardio activity that doesn't cause this weight gain, but the word out there is that you cannot exercise. Now, granted, fact is, you do not have to exercise on the HCG diet to lose weight. So for those of you who just have a rash when it comes to exercise, feel free, don't get stressed out that you don't have to, but he also doesn't consider walking exercise because that is a minimum requirement that you walk 1 hour a day, you know, at least 5 to 6 days a week. So some of you may consider that exercise. Some of you that have not really gotten off the couch in a long, long time may find walking exercise, but you need to mobilize your body in order to mobilize your fat stores. In other words, so basically getting up, moving around, getting your blood pumping, getting your water in your body moving around, you're perspiring because your fat can only exit your body through your perspiration or your urination. So in order for you to get up and get those cells to let go, and move into the urinary tract and move into your sweat glands, you have to do some sort of activity. So minimum is walking 45 minutes to 60 minutes a day. He doesn't even count that as exercise because that's what we do. We have to walk just to get around, you know, most of us. So, you know, that's the case. But with that said, these are the concerns, the three major concerns about exercise or excess exercise. Fatigue. Because you are on a 500-calorie diet, that is a low-calorie diet. That is an extremely low-calorie diet. The reason why you're able to sustain that diet, I'll repeat again, is because of the fact that HCG is releasing anywhere between 2,000 to 5,000, depending on your body type and size, of calories of fat into your bloodstream to use as energy. And that's why you're not hungry, and that's why you're not weak and you're, you know, falling out on the street, because the 500 calories you're ingesting is primarily to feed your give you the nutrients to feed your muscle, and your energy levels is basically coming from your already stored fat. It's forcing your body to use your stored fat as energy by burning up those calories, burning up that fat, hence it goes after your abnormal fat stores. So fatigue, if you become too tired because you're overdoing it with a workout regimen, what's going to happen is you're going to feel listless. You're going to start creating some of the symptoms that you would get from being on a normal 500 a low calorie diet without HCG. You feel listless. You feel tired. You have headaches. You feel like you don't have any energy, and that could lead you to going, I can't do this anymore. I need to eat something more. I need to do something. This is not working for me. So number one is fatigue, hunger. Obviously, we know if you're working out, you're burning more calories, you're exerting energy, it can peak your hunger. If you get hungry, you may be forced, if you're caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, to eat something that's outside of the protocol. This diet is not very forgiving when it comes to stepping outside the boundaries of the protocol when it comes to eating. And therefore, if you eat the wrong things because you are hungry and now you're impulse reacting to your hunger, it can cause you to gain weight, it seems to be one of the number one reasons that people derail themselves from this weight protocol. You know, I had a lady that I talked to, I got an email from her, and she said, basically, I quit the protocol. It wasn't working for me, but in the same sentence, she goes, well, I lost 14 pounds in the first, 17 days, but then I stopped losing weight, and I didn't lose any weight for another week, and so it wasn't working. And I'm thinking, okay. And, I'm just one of those people that whatever goes wrong can go wrong, and it doesn't work for me, and my body doesn't seem to react to it, therefore I'm not going to do it. And much to my dismay of trying to, change that conversation, because I believe the words have meaning, they're very powerful, and all the nots and the can'ts and the doesn't and won't really is the problem, but some people weren't open. She wasn't open to that. And it was saddening because of the fact that, you lost 14 pounds in 19 days or whatever the case may be. There's not too many weight loss protocols that I've ever seen, even the cuckoo ones on TV, that can claim those kind of numbers. So, but what happens is once you get the mindset that something is, you're hungry or it's not working, it's sometimes too late. So hunger is another one reason why exercise has to be monitored, okay? And the last one is water retention. Now, the number one reason that people give on the forums is that if you work out, you use weights, which is true, your muscles have to recover from that extraneous exercise. And the way muscles recover is that the body protects the muscle by surrounding it with water and basically to cushion that muscle to give it time to heal. And that water retention can cause a temporary increase on the scale. If you follow this weight loss protocol by scale alone, which I can tell you can be the encouragement that you need, but also the discouragement that can cause you to derail yourself from the protocol because of the fact that all of us are going to fluctuate differently. Some people are going to lose a ton of weight coming out of the gate, and then they're going to level off. Some people start slow, and they pick up pace, and they start averaging 1.5-2 pounds a day, and all of a sudden it stops, and it slows down, and all of a sudden, I did something wrong, or what's worse, I didn't do anything wrong, and it's just not working for me, and they quit. So it's really important that if you understand what your body is going to do before it even happens, then you can basically implement whatever exercise regimen that you're used to or that you would like to try. So when I say that, because in fact, what I mean is that a lot of people, if you exercise already, then basically you're not going to change the way you go about your exercise regimen. I may tell you that if you're really like a heavy-duty bodybuilder, the low calorie, even with the fat being released in your stores, fat stores being released in your body, it's not going to be enough energy to sustain you lifting heavy like that. So I talked to bodybuilders. I said, you need to back it off and start doing some, resistance training with your body weight, some exercise bands. At least you're still using your muscles. They're not going to atrophy that much. You're just not going to gain size. But the point is that your muscle is going to maintain itself while you're through the protocol. If you're someone that doesn't exercise, then I tell people, by the time you decide you want to do this weight loss protocol and you're ordering your HCG, it's going to take you 10 days for your HCG and your supplies to show up at your door. That's when you start doing your exercise regimen, not when it shows up at your door, but the 10 days prior to give your body a head start. Believe it or not, 1 week of doing a certain exercise, your body's automatically going to start to get used to the whole energy process of moving, and then you can continue that protocol, that regimen into your weight loss protocol without having a lot of adverse effects. Okay, so now think about it. If you know that you're exercising, and you know that on the particular days you're exercising, that the very next day you may have reduced weight loss numbers, or you may plateau for the day, and that means you didn't lose anything, where you may gain slightly, a half a pound or so, even a pound, that is temporary. It's basically your body holding on water to protect your muscles, and it's going to release that water because it can't hold on to forever. So usually what happens is in a day or two, you double up on your numbers. All of a sudden, if you were losing a pound a day, you gained a pound, then all of a sudden, 2 days later, you're going to drop 2.5 pounds, and you'll still be back on track. So if you know this ahead of time, it's going to save you from being alarmed by or being afraid of exercise. Because let me tell you, that Dr. Simeon's created this protocol over 65 years ago. What we know today about fitness has changed 1,000 times over the last 60 years. There was a time where they believed that you couldn't lose fat and gain muscle at the same time. So you had to basically lose the fat, then turn around and then rebuild the muscle on top of that. A lot of scientists, a lot of exercise gurus have already proven the point that nowadays you can actually burn fat, lose fat, and build muscle at the same time. It's not any different with this weight loss protocol, only to the fact that, you have minimal calories. That means you need to reduce the workout regimen and listen to your body. I'm telling you, we have the most brilliant mechanism on the planet. Our body speaks to us loud and clear, and if you're listening, it tells you exactly what you can do, what you can't do, exactly what you're capable of and what you're not capable of. I can tell you that I run almost now 6 days a week, and I don't run at any certain time. I run when my body goes, time for a run. You just get this little voice in the top of the back of my head that goes, hey, I feel like a run today. I feel like a run right now. And I stop what I'm doing. I get up. I put my tennis shoes on, my shorts, and I put on my music, and I head out to the beach, and I go. Because my body's telling me that I am at the peak performance level. I'm not tired. I'm feeling good. Now it's time for me to go take a run. Not everybody has that luxury. I work from home, and I'm blessed, and I appreciate that. Not everybody has that luxury. You may get your time to run at the middle of your desk or your office, but just know when you start paying attention to your body, you can actually shift the clock and when you feel that your energy level is best, but figure out a way to work it in. But as long as you're working, if you're working out and you're doing whatever regimen you're doing, if you just listen to your body and your body says, you know what, I'm tired today, then listen. Don't do anything. Just relax. It's going to be all good. If your body says, hey, I can do more, then do a little more. We're going to talk about, you know, some tricks and tips that we use to actually maximize your weight loss by actually those who are people that really want to give 110%. I know that's not really a fraction of 110%, but, you know, mental attitude of 110%. I want to give you a story, that a call I got today. Ironically, this is my topic that I chose 2 days ago. And I got a call from one of my coaching students, and she called and said, I just want to share with you that I've lost 18 pounds in 8 days. It was 18 pounds and 19 pounds in 8 days. I went, what? She goes, yeah, I've lost 18, 19 pounds in 8 days. Now, granted, she wants to lose 60, 70 pounds, but that's phenomenal numbers, okay? If you average that out, that's over 2.5, 2.25 pounds a day. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? She goes, well, I took your advice, and I decided to basically put myself in negative calories. And I said, good girl. So what I mean by negative calories, and she's actually ingesting more than 500 calories a day. She's actually ingesting closer to 6, 750 a day. But her regimen was basically, I'm serious, I need to lose this weight. She happens to be a singing artist, and she's got a contract to do a video. She's got a number 10 chart song right now. And she's got to do a video, and she wants to get in shape. So she's got a lot of motivation to get in shape for this video. And so basically she has been working out on the treadmill twice a day. She's been going in the morning and doing a workout, and then she goes in the evening and has been doing a treadmill workout and basically burning 500, 600, 700 calories. So the 700 calories she's ingesting in her increased diet, increased menu, right, eating all the right foods, just eating a little bit larger portions, she's compensating for burning those calories and leaving herself at negative calories for the day means that her body is forced to only burn up her stored fat. Hence, she's increased her numbers to off-the-chart numbers. And this diet promises anywhere from 1.5 to 1 to 2 pounds a day, and that's not that's like an average, but basically you're going to hit 2 pounds one day, then hit a pound, then hit a half pound, but, you know, a solid 2 pounds every single day for, you know, 8, 9, 10 days or 26 days, it's really hard to do unless you're seriously dedicated. Well, I want to let you know, for those of you who have large numbers to lose, if you have the mental fortitude and the discipline and the desire, which is really that's the most important part, if you have the desire to pick up the pace and reach your number in a very short period of time, there are some tricks you can use, protocols, if you will, disciplines that you can implement to help that happen. So I thought that was just ironic that she told me that story, but I mean, that's one to let you know this is possible. It's happening every day. It's real life. So let's go back. So what we should have. So basically, when people ask me, I'm kind of like the renegade. I'm the guy that gets my hand slapped every time I go into the AC diet forums, because I've spent the last year of my life, and my family, thank God, has played, you know, we've played scientists and guinea pig, and we've done the protocol in different ways and tried different things to see what would backfire, see what would work. And we know that exercise implemented with this diet can give you a full body transformation. I mean, for those of you who have seen my before and after photos, it really is, I think, that transformation is really what put me on the map, at least for you guys to be here on the call and listen to me, because I produced results with this diet. I produce results that do seem to be pretty amazing. I gotta say, they're pretty amazing. I was pretty shocked at the outcome that I got. And I mean, when I say shocked, I mean I looked in the mirror for a long time. I just didn't see the change, and all of a sudden other people kept pointing out the change. But then one day I just looked in the mirror and I saw how I looked. I saw how I looked naked, and it was a totally different guy. And I had a six-pack, and my man boobs were pecs, and now my arms had, you know, my arms weren't just big arms, but they were arms with biceps that actually had some shape to it. And I was like, my God, who's this guy? The 37, 38 waist guy went down to a 32. And it was because of the fact, not because I just followed the diet blindly to the letter. I followed the weight loss menu to the letter. I followed the protocol to the letter. But when it came to exercise, when something doesn't make sense to me, I look beyond it to figure out why. Why can't you exercise? I mean, exercise is supposed to be the, you hear that, exercise, diet and exercise, diet and exercise, diet and exercise. So here's someone saying, well, don't exercise. And I took it kind of for blind faith, too, because I really did the Kevin Trudeau's protocol. I never saw Dr. Simeon's protocol. I did this protocol the second time a year later. And he said, you can't exercise. And so I just took it for face value. For a minute, but I said, wait a minute. I've been exercising in the gym. I'm getting stronger, but I still look fat. But guess what? All that time in the gym, I'm going to give up. So no, I went to the gym, and I did 30 minutes on the treadmill. You know, I did a 15% incline. I followed my wife. My wife is the fitness, you know, trainer body. She's been a fitness trainer for years. She's retired for 10 years. But, I mean, she would be next to me, and she'd be at a 15% incline at 15% incline at 3.5 miles per hour, and she'd be next to me, and she weighs, you know, what, 120, and I'm there at, you know, 235, and I'm huffing and puffing at, you know, basically at 5% incline and, you know, three miles an hour, and she is basically burning 500 calories. I'm like, what, how are you burning 500 calories and I'm burning 300? Well, I picked up my incline, and this is all in 30 minutes. I picked up my incline at 15%. I followed exactly what she had on the treadmill, and guess what? I hit 525 calories. And I went, okay, well, I'm eating 500 calories a day. That's the diet, and I'm burning 525 calories. And that's why all of a sudden I was noticing that I was averaging 1.5 pounds sometimes a day, and I was like going, wait a minute, this is pretty cool. So I'm basically in the 43 days, I lost 41 pounds. So I almost averaged, you know, basically – you know, two pounds a day, or a pound a day, or a pound and a half a day. But you know what? It averaged on the, it was a great average for me because it transformed my, not only did it transform my body, because I also built muscle in the process. So I'm telling you this because for those of you who are afraid to do the protocol because you're athletic and you don't want to stop your workout, I'm telling you that's hogwash. If your body is used to doing whatever your body is used to doing, as long as you know that if you whatever gains you get from your workouts is going to be compensated with water and then it's going to be let go in a couple of days, it puts you in a position to intelligently work out and listen to your body. So I do recommend that you do resistance training, like body, you know, your body weight training, things that are eccentric and concentric workouts, which being that when you do a push-up, you got to push your body off the ground, and you have to take your body back down to the ground. So you're basically attributing pressure to your muscles on both the eccentric and concentric contraction. Same thing when you're doing resistance bands. When you're doing, you know, heavy weights or weight machines, they basically pump a lot of blood and fluid into the muscles. They tear them down a lot, and I do recommend stepping away from those while you're on the protocol because they do tend to tax the body. But resistance training, we're going to be putting some really great resistance training exercises in the book on video, so you can follow around and see that. In the meantime, for those of you, I'll send you to where I went for free to a guy named Arnell. He's got an amazing six-pack, and it's called IWantSixPackAbs.com. It is a very strenuous workout. It's called HITT, which is basically high-intensity interval training. Really get your butt going, get your blood going, get your muscles going. It is a little strenuous. It's more for intermediate, and I would say, if, even though it says it's for beginners, I found beginners. Everyone in our family tried this thing, and it just really kicked our butts. So that's where I'm a little concerned for those of you. If you haven't worked out at all, take it really slow. But if those of you who are used to working out, you want a really good challenge, check out Arnell's website. He gives you a free 16-week workout, and it's brutal. And as it gets later on into the weeks, it gets harder and harder and harder. We basically have taken some of those exercises, modified them for this diet so you don't overtax yourself. But in the meantime, until our book is launched next month, if you want to get started, I definitely want you to have some place to go. So IWantSixPackAbs.com. And just remember, if you don't have a pen, if you listen to this while you're driving, you can download this recording to your iTunes with a click of the button, or download it to your computer and play it over again and take notes or what have you. So no worries. All right. So we talked about creating negative calories. We talked about what, you know, Dr. Simeon said that, you know, the other things you could do, like running and jogging, swimming, playing tennis, you know, playing golf. I mean, golf is not something you get to do every single day for most of us, but the jogging is something that I do every day. I mean, I really don't enjoy it, but it clears my mind, and the fact that I can do it is why I do it, because if you heard my story, I couldn't jog to the end of the block without being in pain, back pain, knee pain, lungs hurting. I mean, I used to be a smoker. I mean, just running was the last thing in the world I wanted to do. So I thank God every day that I can go out there and run. So I run because I can, not because I like it. I run because this body I'm in feels like it needs to do it, and I'm just listening to my body. But with that said, I want to give you a couple of regimens, that things you can look at to work out for advanced people, for intermediate and beginners. And then we'll close out, and I'll open it up for questions. We got a full call list today. I really appreciate you guys being here, and I hope I'm giving you some good content. So with that said, I'm going to talk about the HITT, basically the High Intensity Interval Training, is what you'll get from Arnell's website and from our book. And so when I refer to that in these examples of what you can do for a workout regimen, that's what I'm referring to. So when we talk about a high-intensity schedule, what that would look like basically is 3 days on, with 3 days of HITT, HIIT, and 3 days of cardio and 1 day of rest. I rest on every Saturday or Sunday, depending on which day that was the last day of working out or running or jogging. You have to give your body complete rest of doing nothing. And so Sunday is usually my day of rest and refuge and hanging out with my family and just doing nothing. So make sure you do that on an off day. And if a lot of you guys are doing, you're doing the protocol and choose Sunday as your off day for your shot, that's probably a good day not to exercise. So whatever your off day is, if you're doing the off day thing for the 4-to-3-day protocol, 6 days on, 1 day off, I would choose the day that you're off your shot to be off your exercise regimen. So 3 days on, 3 days off. So what that would look like basically is 3 days of following some sort of workout regimen. If it's your lifting in the gym, whatever your workout regimen is, or if you're going to adopt a new one, one of the ones we talked about, or one of the ones coming out in the book, then you also want to do your cardio, which is basically for the high intensity would be running or jogging, for those of you who are runners or joggers like me, which is like a woggle. then you basically can do that. A moderate intense workout week would look like basically 2 days of HITT, because the HITT is pretty intense and it really hits every part of your body. So you want to give it some rest, and then 3 days of cardio, and then you'll have 2 days off basically for that week. And for those of you who are just coming out, or those of you who have a lot of weight to lose and you haven't been very mobile, or you have ailments or injuries or just pains and aches and pains, and like God knows I know where you're coming from, then really just doing the bare minimum, getting up, getting out, and doing some walking. I mean, it's already proven that vitamin D, that means natural sun rays, will help you burn more fat. So just getting 30 minutes out in the sun walking will help you with your weight loss goals. But also, when you get up and walk, as the weight comes off, you're going to find yourself walking better, walking faster. That walk may turn into a jog, and trust me, I know exactly what I'm talking about. It turns into a woggle, which is kind of a walk jog, and then it turns into a jog, and then pretty soon you're running, and it's an amazing thing to watch your body get stronger and to feel your body get stronger. So you want to either do 6 days of walking if that's all you can do, or do some jogging and walking, just some jogging 4 days a week. So if you are a jogger, to the point where you can jog and you want to do some low-intensity cardio, you either do the treadmill, 30-minute treadmill trick, which will burn anywhere, depending on your size and weight, anywhere between 350 to 550 calories on the treadmill in the gym, or you can go outside, exercise is always better. You get outside, get the oxygen in your lungs, fresh air, and then do either 6 days of walking with 1 day rest, or 4 days of jogging and 2 days rest. So I give you kind of an outline of what we did. So we stepped it up from the walking to the jogging to basically the 2 days of HIIT and then the 3 days of cardio to the full-blown, and that's where our regimen is now. I mean, we basically work out every week, work out every day but Sunday, and it's either running off days and doing our workouts on the on days to keep what we got strong and healthy and tight. And it just becomes a way of life, and it's just fun. And we do it as a family, and it's like everyone in this family, even my 2.5-year-old grandson says, "Papa, you're working out," and he grabs the straps and he starts to work out. So this kid's already got it ingrained in his system that this is what this family does, from his dad to his mother to his grandmother and grandfather, and his uncle, which is my son. Basically, all of us are here are working out and staying healthy with this protocol. So With that said, I think I've covered pretty much everything I wanted to cover. I just want you guys to know that don't be intimidated. If you're not someone who's not used to working out, literally just move your body and your body will do the rest. Listen to your body, and if you just close your eyes quietly and give it 10 seconds, your body will tell you exactly what you need, exactly where you got to go, exactly what you got to do. Following the protocol is the easy part. You just, if it's there, if it ain't there, don't do it unless you're otherwise instructed. And as far as exercise is concerned, you know what? It's all good if you're ready for it and you know what to expect. When the scale tilts in the other direction, just know that it's because you're building muscle. And the more muscle you build, the more fat you're going to burn, and the more your body's going to transform, and the more you're going to see the transformation of your whole physique changing. And like I said, you can be the same you, just skinnier with your skin there and just being soft and having to now go, okay, well, I lost all this weight, let's go build some muscle. Or you can kill two birds with one stone and build the muscle and lose the fat. And I love that book that's out there, like Tom Venuto says, you know, burn the fat, feed the muscle. You know, I mean, really, that's what we're talking about. Bottom line is use those muscles, get them working again, get them from the atrophy stage to the strong stage. Let it help you burn some of this fat that you're putting into your system from the HCG and transform your body. Because ultimately, the transformation is not going to be just physical. It's going to be your organs. It's going to be your lungs. It's going to be your heart. It's going to be your blood pressure. It's going to be your type 2 diabetes. I mean, I can't tell you. It seems like this month has been the month of talking to diabetics, and I love it because I keep plugging, but the bottom line is the book reaching out. If you know my story, both my parents are deceased. My dad died from diabetes-related illnesses, kidney failure, liver failure, heart failure. My mother died of a heart attack. Her heart exploded just out of the blue one day. My wife's father just died last year of a heart attack and actually a heart-related problem. So we're donating a good portion of the proceeds of our book to the American Heart Association and the American Diabetes Association in the names of our parents to help find a cure for this. But type 2 diabetes, losing the weight, everyone tells me, I talk to them, my doctor says if I lose weight, I can get off the insulin, or I can get off the pills, and I can you know, live a longer life. I wish that my parents and my wife's father were in a position that they could have had an opportunity to shift, at least find something that would help them shift to lose the weight quickly and not have to drag it out for 6 months to a year, and they could be here. And every time I mention it, I get sad about it because I see my grandkids and my kids, and they don't get to see them. So for those of you that have these ailments, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, type 1 diabetes, I mean, do it for that reason, if not anything else. Get your body moving, take the HCG protocol challenge, and change your life and live longer for yourself and for your family. And with that said, I'm going to do a quote of the day, and then we'll open the lines up. I have, how much time do I have? 27 minutes for Q&A. I hope you guys have some questions. You guys leave me hanging all the time. I say, any questions? And everybody's silent. There's no question that's a dumb question. I don't care if it's related to the subject or not. I'm here to help, and your question is going to help somebody else on the line who may be waiting to ask that question or too shy to do it. So step up for your fellow man and pay it forward and ask the question if you have it. So with that said, I have a quote. Zig Ziglar is my guru of the month, too, as far as getting positive quotes from him. I've been reading Zig forever. I mean, I've been in sales and stuff forever. So this one, I thought a couple of them were poignant. It said, it was character that got you out of bed, your commitment that moves us into action, and discipline that enables us to follow through. And that's really what this is all about. We're talking about your character to even be on this protocol, to start this protocol and change your life. And basically your commitment is basically getting up and getting busy and getting sweating and getting your body going. And that'll enable you to basically follow through and get the results that you so desire and so deserve. I want all of you guys to have an HCG body for life, and you can do it with this protocol. I guarantee you that. And it says a goal properly set is halfway reached. So how you look at this protocol and how you prepare yourself for it as you get started, and how you get your body movement, you get you follow the diet, and you mentally prepare for all the things that you're going to encounter. You're already halfway there. All you got to do is suit up and show up. And lo and behold, 26 days from now, or 43 days from now, you're going to not recognize yourself physically, emotionally, mentally. I can tell you that the biggest thing I got from this body transformation was my confidence and my I was so proud of my integrity to go through it and to do what I said I was going to do, and I got more than what I thought I was going to get. I got more out of it than I ever thought possible, and it also changed my life and now shifted the direction of my life. I wanted to be an author when I was, 30, didn't have anything to write about, and now I'm becoming an author here in a couple of days for the first time in my life. So it's making dreams come true just by taking one step at a time, baby steps. So with that said, I'm going to open up the lines. I see somebody has their hand up. And move my marks here. It's 443-636-7894. So I hope your hand's up for a reason, or you just didn't accidentally do it. But if you're there, I'm opening up the lines so you can speak.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Colin. How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Timmy. I actually sent you an email on your site, one of your sites. I actually asked that star in the protocol. I don't think I got a response back.
You didn't.
But I'm just happy.
I try to respond to everybody, so that's rough.
No, I know. So, yep.
You have a question?
Yeah, I just ordered from the website the first link that you had from India or whatnot for the HCG. It's in the vial. I actually overbought. I bought like 20 packs of vials because I was so excited, and I'm a very busy person. I'm into clinical research. I get home really late, so I have a lot of time on my hands. So I actually bought it, and I was confused. Then I counted it was like 20 or 15. I'm like, I wanted 43 because I'm planning to lose more than, like about 60 pounds because I weigh 255.
Right.
So
yeah, you just got 5 or 6 of them, so you sure got a lot left over. Well, call me because I may take it off your hand. So we'll work on that because I got people that I give it to sometimes. So anyway, go ahead. Do you have a question?
Yeah. So the question is, there's too much confusion about. I know you did it on your blog one time, the vlog about how many cc's you should get. I'm confused. Somebody tried 15, or they tried the Dr. Simeon's book. I think it says 150 or 1.5 or something, and then
talking about the actual dosage.
Yeah,
the original dose that Dr. Simeon's recommends is 125. However, it seems that dose has been raised up exponentially, and because 125 doesn't seem to cut it for most people. But then again, it's also how you mix it too, because there's some people that are mixing it with less bacteriostatic water, which is making it more potent. So 125 would be the right amount, depending on how potent you're making the HCG. So that's where I think that and I'm glad you mentioned that, because that could be something bonus I can add. Depending on which amount you're going to put in, you have to have different mixing instructions for each mixture. So for 125 is definitely it's a lot less bacterial. It's only 3 milliliters of bacterial water, almost 2.5, 3. And then obviously for 200, I recommend people to do 200 to 225, which is it's following my recommendation of with 5,000 IUs of HCG and five milliliters of water.
I want to clarify. So that's the one I want to use. I got the 5,000 international units in a vial, and I mix it with bacterial water with 1 cc, and then I put it in a vial, and then I got like the 9 cc or the 9 milliliter bacterial water, and then dilute it into the vial again. So I have, so that's the way I did mine.
Okay, so you put 10 in there?
Yeah, 10 first to make it. Is it 10 or 1 ml or what? Or whatnot?
Yeah, 1 ml to dilute it. But how much additional did you put in there? You said 9.
Making a total of 10 for the 5,000 international units.
Yours is 2 diluted, so you're gonna have to add another 5,000 IUs of HCG to that, because it's supposed to be 5 and 5. So 5,000 IUs of HCG, 5 milliliters of water. If you had a 10 milliliter if you get 10 international units of ACG, then you put 10 milliliters of water in it. So you actually got too much, if you diluted it too much, you'd have to either do one or two things. You'd have to double your injection from 20 to 40 on the syringe in the mixture you have right now, or you can actually add another 5,000 IUs to that mixture in a 10-milliliter bottle and go back to the 20.
Okay, I think I'm just going since I have a lot to spare, I'm just going to change the whole and start over because I have a different.
Don't throw it out, dude. Oh, yeah, dude, don't throw it out. All you do is just do the same thing you did, except for all you're going to do is mix the 1 milliliter of HCG, 1 milliliter of Bectris water into the vial of HCG, and don't add any more water. Just take that out and put it inside the big vial. You'll have a total of 11, but that's close enough. You see what I'm saying? Don't throw it out, man. I don't care if you have 50 vials. You know, money's money. I don't believe in wasting money. You tell the universe you waste money, then it's going to take your money. So don't waste it.
So okay. I guess next time, if I want to maybe create some more to put in a vial when it's getting empty, what I should do is get two vials of 5,000 international units, put one milliliter of bacterial water to mix each, 1 milliliter in the next, and then put it in a vial, and then get 8 milliliter bacterial water, and then put it back in the vial, right?
Perfect.
All right, perfect. Yeah. Then also, the last question I have, so I can leave everybody else to ask questions, would be the foods. Where would you recommend for us to go get, the meat or the produce? Should we go to Whole Foods? Do we go to Walmart? I mean, what would you suggest would be the best place to get the...
That's a good question. Some good question. We did the protocol organically because that's what, like I said, I followed it to the letter. And I had Kevin Trudeau's book. He's very anal about organic, and actually it tastes better. But it did get very expensive. Whole Foods, when we first started the protocol, for some reason, the produce was pretty reasonable. But I don't know what happened. I don't know when the economy shifted or something happened, but their food just went through the chart. So one of the tricks we did is that every Wednesday and Friday, one down the street and one a couple miles away, we have a farmer's market. We started going to the farmer's market locally and buying our vegetables. But if you don't, I'm going to tell you right now, the protocol will work if you're organic or not, and I don't want people to stretch their dollar if they can't. I mean, to be spending $200 a week or $300 a week in food, paying the organic prices. So if whatever's in your budget, whatever you're able to do, if you're able to eat organically, great. If you're not, then look for basically free range stuff, free range meats, free range eggs, free range, which means they're not they're not cuddled up in a corral and diseased. But your vegetables, your vegetables. I mean, you'll be fine. Another great place to buy vegetables. I don't know if you have a Costco where you're at, but Costco is the bomb diggity for buying bulk stuff, man. So I'm a huge fan of Costco. I like the way the guy runs the business. I like his prices. So if you guys have a Costco or Sam's Club or wherever where you're at, go get your produce and stuff there as well.
Okay, Collins, I'm sorry. One or two other questions, and I'll let you go. I'm supposed to be I'm trying to do it.
A few more minutes. I want to be fair to everybody.
I'm just trying to do it for 43 days, so I'm taking shots every day for 43 days, one. And two, the last question will be, oh, my God, what was this last question? God, I can't even think about the last question because I was too excited.
Right,
but anyway,
just put your hand back up. Let me get somebody else on the line. You can just put your hand back up, and I'll come back to you if we get some time, but I definitely want to give other people a chance.
All right, I'll write it down.
I did the 43-day shots without taking a break either, so I don't have a problem with that. Okay?
Good.
Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it. Anybody else have their hand up? You know how to put your hand up? If not, I'm going to open the lines and hope we just all don't talk over each other, but I'll just say hello and your name if you have a question, please. Anybody? I see you're out there. I see you on the call. I know you got a question. I couldn't have been that thorough, or could I? if you think of your question, Kenny, I'm opening the line, giving everybody a chance. But if you think of your question, then I'm going to give you the floor because nobody else is stepping up. So I hope that I have all the everybody. You're all on the air, so you can just speak up if you have a question.
Colin?
Yes.
Hi, my name's Tish. I'm from California.
Hi, Tish, local California, local girl. How are you?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. I don't so much have a question, but I just wanted to kind of share a tip of something that, I kind of experienced. And I do sublingual, And okay. One of the things that I ran into was, you know, I was at the end of my dosage, like maybe the last 3 days of my dosage, and I noticed I was getting a little more hungry. And I think what I ended up uncovering is that towards the bottom, if you don't mix it well enough, it tends to be less potent towards the end. And so what I did is I just mixed a new batch, and it pretty much took care of the hunger again. So just wanted to kind
That's real good. That's really good. Was it Tish, was it?
Tish.
Yeah, because some people don't know what's going on, and they just think that either, you know, either they've reached the end of their protocol or that they're doing something wrong. But that's important because hunger is a huge demon in this protocol.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Does anybody else have any more tips like that? I mean, this is a place where I'm not just, you know, the guy that has information, because all you guys are either experiencing it something at one stage or the other. And really, you know, the only reason we're able to write this book is we basically answered people's questions that they sent us, emails, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails we got over the last year. We basically took the ones that we thought that we saw duplicates or triplicates or quadruplicates of, and we basically found the answers for those questions and put them in layman's terms so everybody can understand them. So, you know, your experience helps someone else. And I'll tell you that this is really about, you know, paying it forward, you know, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, when you're given the gift of life and health and physical strength and all that kind of stuff from a place where you just did everything and you never thought it was possible. I mean, I'm turning 49 in a couple months, and I figured I was just going to be that pudgy guy with the pot belly and the man boobs like my dad at that age, and he got into his 60s, and there's nothing I could do about it. Well, that's wrong. It's something you can do about it, and the only excuse you have for being in the condition or shape you're in is it's your choice. So your life experience on this protocol is huge feedback, just like Tish just gave us. That's information that's going to save 1 or 10 or 100 people that listen to this playback that may hit that same situation, and instead of them derailing themselves or quitting, they go, oh, I just heard that. I just got to mix some more and finish out the protocol. So please share whatever experience you have, and it's not too trivial and not too short or not too small if you have something to share.
Hey, Collins?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I remember the question I wanted to ask. Can I start it at any time? Like, I can start it tonight and take the shot, or should I start in the morning? How does it matter when you start it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to figure out when to start. It doesn't matter what time you start it, if it's at night, in the morning, and then when the loading starts, immediately or lunch, dinner, you know, the whole
thing. That's a great question. The reason why it's a great question is because people don't realize how important the load days are. The load days will set the pace for your weight loss. I got 12 minutes, okay. Your weight loss for the rest of this protocol. It is, you have to basically gain before you can lose. And people, for some reason, trip out when you're finally given carte blanche to eat whatever you want. Suddenly you can't think of anything to eat. So to answer your question number one, if your normal daily cycle or as you get up in the morning and you work, you know, you work days and you don't work night, you don't have like the upside down, you know, third shift kind of thing, then you want to take your shot at the same time, it's the same time every 24 hours, around the same time. You also want to weigh yourself around the same time every 24 hours. And believe me, it makes a huge difference. I have a tendency to get up early. I got a lot of things in my mind. I get up 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes, and my natural instinct was to get on the scale, see where I am. My weight can differentiate by 2 to 3 pounds from 4:30 than from 7:30, 8 o'clock, which is the normal time that I weigh myself. And it can screw you up. So you want to eat, to avoid the urge of weighing yourself too early in the morning if you wake up, so, you know, suddenly for some reason, or if you have some kind of weird appointment or whatever. You got to do what you got to do if you have to get out early one day. But try to do everything on the same schedule. Take your shot on the same schedule. Weigh yourself on the same schedule. Measure yourself the same day and time of the week. So you measure yourself on a Monday, then measure yourself next Monday. Measurements are hugely important, and not just the scale, because especially for you ladies out there, there are days where because of your cycle, because you carry more fat, you hold more water, your fluctuation on the scale is going to be a lot different than guys. Guys lose weight faster than women, and it's not fair, but it's a fact. So measuring yourself is huge because of the fact that the days you don't lose weight or as much weight as you think you should have lost throughout the week, you will find out that you still lost inches, and inches matter, especially for ladies, inches matter, because that's the difference in you getting a size 10 to a size 8 to a size 6 to a size 5 is losing those inches. So make sure you guys are measuring yourself from day one and measuring yourself at least once a week for the entire time you're on this protocol. So, yes, start in the morning. Yes, start loading from day one. Have ice cream for breakfast. I don't care. Peanut butter, all that, all the good stuff. Gorge yourself. I mean, there's a reason for it psychologically and physically for the gorge days. Number one, you need to show your body. You basically look at it as HCG as being a dye in your system. It's not, but I want you to get a visual. Purple dye, and basically it's going to fall through your body to find out where you're storing your fat. So as you're eating fatty foods and it's going into your bloodstream is going, oh, hip, put it on the hip here, put it on the hip here, put it on the buttocks here, put it on the belly here. That dye is following and leaving a trail for the HCG. So when you cut your calories and you go to 500 calories, it goes, whoa, we know exactly where to go to get our energy from. So it's hugely important that you're doing those load days on a physical, for physical reasons, so the ACG can track it. Remember, but the emotional reason that by you having carte blanche, and that just shows the resistance, by having carte blanche to eat all the stuff you sneak and eat anyway, but now you can eat it in droves. You literally could sit down with a gallon of ice cream and just eat it and watch a movie. Okay? But the point is, you're going to get so sick and tired of these foods you think that you love, you think that you crave, that by the time the 24 hours or 48 hours has gone by, you're going to be begging for somebody to feed you something healthy. And you're going to be so sick of it for at least the first 10 days, it's going to kill off any cravings you have. Even though ACG does that, psychologically, the cravings is what drives people crazy. It's not physical. It's psychological. Oh, I wish I had a Snickers. Oh, I wish I had the ice cream. Well, guess what? You had enough of that ice cream, enough of the pizza, enough of the stuff, you're not going to want it. I'm telling you, my wife and I, we ate all day, and then we had pizza, a huge pizza, a large pizza, and a big jug of, liter of Sprite, and we were eating Junior Mints and chocolate candies, and I was like literally so sick of eating that I said, I got to go to bed. I just got to roll. I got to go to sleep because I just want to puke.
Well, so loading is all day long for 2 days.
All day long for 2 days. It literally is. And the thing is, the reason why it's important, because once the HCG hits your system, it's going to do what it does. It's going to start cutting your appetite. It's going to start cutting your cravings. So it's important that even though you don't feel hungry, you still do it. Because you want to gain weight. In other words, if you weigh in at 200, you want to be 203, 205 in two days. You want to gain 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds. I promise you, whatever you gain, you will lose in the first 24 to 48 hours.
Wow.
Okay, so if you gain 5 pounds, you'll lose 5 pounds in the first 24 to 48 hours. When I get my first day out of the gate, my very low-calorie day, I lost 6 pounds. The next day, I lost 3 or 4 pounds. So I lost 9 pounds in the first 48 hours. It looks like the biggest loser, how they do that crazy numbers all of a sudden. They're doing it in a week, but we're doing it in 24 to 48 hours. So with that said, I got 7 minutes. So you want to load. It's literally one of the most important beginning. It's the beginning of the weight loss protocol. It will set the pace. I'm telling you that my daughter-in-law that did the protocol when we were doing all of our experiments and stuff for the book, she did not load. Everyone else loaded and was sick to their stomach and just, I'm not talking about physically throwing up, but I mean, you know what I mean, just psychologically you're just done. And she went to a barbecue of all places, but she went to a barbecue at mom's and had to put the tables together, and by the time she got done, half the day was gone. She never really ate anything. And then the next day she just piddled around, and I'm not really hungry. And everyone came out losing 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 pounds or in the first couple of days. She had lost a pound and a half.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you, and we said, oh, you should have loaded. Well, you know, it's all right. Then she lost a pound. Within the first week, everyone was down 13, 14 pounds in the first week. She was down 3. By week 2, everyone was hitting closer to 17, 18 pounds, and we were doing 21 days, 23 days, and she was now at 4 or 5. By week 2.5, she binged at work and freaking had candy bars and Taco Bell and just couldn't take it. Done. She was done. You know what? Number one, the comparison with everyone else's numbers just drove her crazy. Number two, psychologically, she started going, this is not working. Why am I not losing? And she unfortunately never finished the protocol. She derailed herself.
Wow.
Because it started off just too slow. Okay?
I got a question.
I see somebody's hand up. Kenny, I want to make sure. Your hand's up 443. Is that still you, Kenny? 636-7894?
That's still me.
That's still you. Okay. You don't want your hand up. So I guess you're just going to close out the show, man. So go ahead and get something else. You're asking good questions, so you're giving a lot of people information. So good. And they're still on the call, so you're not boring them. So we're good. Let's go.
This might be like a dumb question. I apologize if it is, but I was wondering, can I reuse my mixing vial or my mixing syringe?
Your mixing vial you can use, yes. Your syringe, I'm not going to tell you that you can use them more than once, but I did. So no more than twice. I made sure we didn't make sure stuff, but I mean, literally, I fill a needle. You're supposed to use it once and throw it away. You probably got plenty of them. If you got 50, 60 needles, then there's no reason to really reuse them. But to be honest, we were sharing sharing our packs. So we had 100 between five people, and so we had 10 or 20 at a time. So we reused them once or twice, and then threw them away.
Okay.
For the same person. But honestly, I got to tell you, you should probably throw them away. So this is going to be on air and ingrained in stone forever. I should probably tell you should throw them away.
Okay.
I'm being honest with you that I didn't. I used mine twice and threw them away.
Okay. I could reuse my vial, my container or whatever.
Vial, of course, you can use the vial. It's the same. The only thing is in there is ACG, and it evaporates. Once you drain the vial, it evaporates, and when you put water back in, I mean, I've used the same vial, but I got, like, you know, 10 of them now, and you should get, like, two of them in the mixing.
Yeah, container. I got two, and I mixed it on Friday, but I never used it, so I'm thinking the potency might have been elapsed, so I'm going to throw it away and mix a new batch.
Dude, stop throwing stuff away, man. There's people. I just talked to a lady today. They spent every last dime she had on her ACG, and it was expired, and she didn't lose any weight, and I'm sending her some of mine because I just felt bad for her because she, you know, she did everything she was supposed to do except for she got it from someplace else. She didn't get it from one of my sites, but she got it someplace else, and it expired in February apparently. She got it in May and mixed it right, did it and everything, and she suffered for 10 days starving, and I was like, you know, I felt bad for her. So, you know, when I hear people throwing this stuff out, the ACG will last for 60 days in the refrigerator. Potency will taper off maybe 30, 40 days. So you got it 4 days old, man. Do not throw that stuff away.
Okay, so I'll just let them.
There's a lot of people out there that can't afford this protocol. Even the $150, which was $1,500 for me and my wife, and when I saw I can get it down this low, that people can do it. But there's some people that can't even afford that. So when I hear people throwing stuff away, man, it's hard. Okay.
I know. All right, I'll give you advice, and I'll just mix the another 5,000 IU into it so it'll be strong enough so I can take the 2.5, and I'll start early in the morning tomorrow morning.
All right, that's very cool. We got two minutes left. If anyone out there has got something to say, speak now or forever hold your peace, as they say. Otherwise, you know, we'll just keep on just chatting. I'll see if there's anything else I can think of.
Advise me to burn more than 500 calories on the treadmill every other day? Is it okay?
Oh, I hear a voice. Yes. Hold on, Kenny.
Hi, it's Michigan. I just had a quick question with regards to that website that you mentioned.
I want sixpackabs.com.
Is that applicable to female as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. My wife did it. My daughter-in-law did it. I'm telling you, man, everyone got ripped doing this thing and doing the diet. So if you got the energy, you got the fortitude, knock it out of the park.
Okay.
All right? I got 90 seconds. So, Kenny, you were saying, your question was, what was the question? Say it real fast. We got 90 seconds.
Yeah, I kind of forgot the question myself. But anyway, let me just ask, since you mentioned about the six-pack abs, since you said don't work out during the ECG protocol, I mean, I'm confused about that.
I said work out. I didn't say don't. I said do. This whole thing was about do, man. This whole thing was about working out. And I said yes, the treadmill. The thing was about the treadmill. Treadmill, yes.
The abs, no, because I want to build muscle and hold water around the area, right?
Dude, you're only gonna hold water for, you know, 24 to 48 hours, and then you're gonna lose the weight you were supposed to lose. So, I gotta close this out. But on the treadmill, yes, every other day, every day if you want, but one day off at least. But yeah, 15% incline, 3.5 miles an hour, you'll burn about 525 calories. You'll be in negative calories. You should pick up your weight loss by one and by at least another half a pound, and you're all straight. We got 30 seconds. I'm just going to close out and tell you guys, I so appreciate you guys being on this
very
call.
Very much.
When you guys being here, it helps me. You know, I'm telling you that I watch what I eat. I make sure I still look good because I'm held accountable to you guys. So by doing this, you guys help me keep my life and so I really appreciate it. So I got 10 seconds. I want to wish you all a great day. God bless you. We'll see you next week. I'll bring something else powerful to the table. But until then, God bless. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. God
bless you, Collins. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Growing up, there sometimes it gets tough.